Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC Podcast. Again, broadcasting live now on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. We're doing these live now because I want to see your live comments in real time, and then we will post them to the podcast as well. So I wanted to answer this question before we watch the first presidential debate tonight, which oddly enough, I'm kind of excited for. I'm not normally that excited about a political debate. I feel like it's my job that I have to watch them. And so I tend to want to watch other things like basketball, but the NBA finals don't start till tomorrow night. So I'm going to actually watch the presidential debate tonight, and hopefully by tomorrow I can bring you my thoughts and opinions. But before we do that, we have to deal with the screaming banner headline of President Trump's tax returns and what they reveal, and answer the question, does it matter to you if President Trump may have only paid little or no income taxes? Let me know via the comments. Do you care? Assuming that the story is true, do you care that he only paid, what, $750 one year, $0 another year? That's what I want to know from you. So please share your comments with us, and we'll share them with everybody else. If you're not familiar with the story, let's begin with an update. Here's a news story from CBS that tries to describe what's going on here.
Learning stunning new details this morning about President Trump's financial dealings, as discovered by the New York Times. The latest report shows a pattern of massive losses in stark contrast to the president's image as a successful businessman. CBS News has not independently confirmed the data. Paula Reed has more from the White House.
President Trump steered clear of questions Monday about the damaging New York Times report on his finances. But hours later, the Times published new details further illustrating President Trump's financial troubles, including an over $350 million loss reported at the end of 2002 and nearly $90 million in losses from his signature business in 2003. But following the success of his reality show, The Apprentice, according to The Times, Mr. Trump cashed in on a $500,000 deal to sell Double Stuff Oreos and another $500,000 contract from Domino's Pizza. There were also seven-figure licensing deals with hotel builders, some in the former Soviet republics. The Times reports Mr. Trump licensed his name to Bayrock Group, a development company. It says documents show Bayrock pursued financial backing in Russia to pay for hotels bearing the Trump name. The Times reviewed one plan titled Russian Fee Agreement, which called for $50 million for three Trump hotels in the U.S. Democrats note the president is personally responsible for around $420 million in loans, most of which will come due over the next 4 years.
This president appears to have over $400 million in debt, $420, whatever it is, million dollars in debt. To whom?
White House officials have questioned the timing of these reports. They certainly give former Vice President Joe Biden new material for tonight's debate. And President Trump was expected to really focus on Biden's son Hunter and money that he made through foreign contacts, but these revelations undercut that argument. Now, some House Republicans are now calling for an investigation into how the New York Times obtained the president's financial records, something that some lawmakers and even prosecutors have been having to fight for in court.
So that should give you an idea of what the reports are about. Again, as CBS said, they were not able to independently verify the report. This is all from the New York Times, and you can decide whether or not you consider them to be credible or not. Also, I'm not seeing any comments come through yet, and that tells me I probably am having some technical difficulties. I'm using a new service today. Please, if you are able to comment, make a comment, and hopefully I'll see it and I'll try and respond. If not, I'll work that out. In the meantime, I wanted to share with you what Donald Trump Jr. had to say about all of this.
Listen, it's ridiculous. My father's paid tens of millions of taxes. If he does things in certain years where you get depreciation, where you get write-off, where you get historical tax credits like we did when we took on the risk of building the old post office in D.C., it's the perfect example. That was literally a government contract. We bid against every hotel company in the world. Historical tax credits that you use to offset tax payments for taking the risk to build that. That was done under the Obama administration. It literally took an act of Congress to get it done. So with that comes historical tax credits. That's the reality. People don't understand what goes into a business. It doesn't include property taxes. It doesn't include payroll taxes. It doesn't include real estate taxes. It doesn't include so many of the things that he's been paying taxes on forever, as he's also putting thousands and thousands of people to work on an annual basis. But of course, the New York Times does this. They put out a selective, picture of all of these things the day before a debate to try to give someone like Joe Biden, an attack line. They come up with one or two catchy sound bites, and that's the game.
So that's Donald Trump Jr. Also, Kayleigh McEnany, White House press secretary, had a comment.
It is inaccurate, it's flawed, it's wrong, as the president's attorney told the New York Times, but leave it to the New York Times to publish an inaccurate piece. They've done so quite often, as we led up to the Russia hoax, where there was nothing to see here, as Mueller found. But this, we've seen this play out before, tax information or purported tax information dropping on the eve of a debate. They tried this in 2016, it didn't work. They need to get a little more creative in their strategy as we move forward to 2020, because it didn't work out too well for them last time around.
Unfortunately, I'm not seeing your comment, so I'll have to figure out why that is. That's one of the main reasons why I wanted to do these live, so that I can get your comments and respond in real time. But I will see them on whatever social media platform you're on, and I will try and respond as best as I can. So let's answer the question. Does it matter if President Trump may have only paid little or no income taxes? The long and the short of it for me is absolutely not. It doesn't matter. It's not even a question that should matter. When I heard that he only paid $750 or nothing 1 year because of losses or whatever, I thought it's not even close to the whole story. Now, I don't know about you, and I'll be fearlessly honest here. When I do my taxes, I have one goal. What is your goal? Let's be honest. I have one goal, and that is to get to as close to zero as possible. Are you any different? I mean, is there anybody out there who's absolutely dying to pay more taxes? Are you sad when the number goes down and you want it to go up? Are you thinking, oh, I'm going to pay for all these federal programs and I'm going to pay for education? Absolutely not. You're saying, please, please find me another deduction. Okay, so as far as I know, most Americans, their goal is to pay as little as possible. Now, once I come to that number, whatever I have to pay, I pay it. And I do everything in my power to make sure that I am legally following all of the rules. The question is not whether or not he paid a little or didn't pay anything. The question is, did he operate in a legal fashion? Were the deductions he took, were the consulting dollars that he paid to Ivanka, were these things all done legally? If they were done legally, then hey, you know what? The tax code is stupid. It's one of the worst parts of our society. You can take the same tax return to five different accountants and they'll give you five different answers. You could call up the IRS two times in a row and one person is going to tell you one thing and another person is going to tell you another. I know, because that has happened to me. Our tax code is just stupid and it needs to be fixed. And I hope we eventually get a president and a legislature that fixes the tax code. In the meantime, if some billionaire is able to use all of the code and all of the deductions to get down to zero, well, that's my goal. Why would I expect them to be any different? So the issue is not how much did he pay. The issue is, did he follow the law? And if it turns out that he wasn't able to take those deductions or whatever, then there should be accountability for that, just like there's accountability on me for that. So that's the first issue. The second story that I'm seeing is, oh, he's not this billionaire that he claims to be because he has all of this debt. And you keep hearing the story over and over about debt. Debt is part of doing business. Every major corporation carries debt. I guarantee you most billionaires carry debt. That's how they do it. You don't just magically have the money to build a hotel. You go out and you get a loan for it, and you carry so much debt. And there are businesses that will lose money for years in a row as they pay down that debt service with the hope of eventually becoming financially stable. So debt in and of itself is not a major issue either. I hear these stories and I'm like, come on, if you're telling me what the debt is, but you're not telling me what the income is, then that's a non-story. The debt that a corporation carries is very different than the debt that the federal government carries. So again, the stories about debt, I'm like, nah, whatever. Only paid $750? Whatever. But the real issue is whether or not these are credible reports and where did they come from? Where did they get this information? And one of the reasons why this is a bigger issue than it should be is because President Trump has made it a bigger issue. He made it a bigger issue by saying that he was going to release his tax returns. And it's always interesting to me to hear people say, I love President Trump because he keeps his promises. And it's so refreshing to have a president who keeps his promises. Well, he didn't keep that one. He said he was going to release his tax returns. Now, if you remember way back when, I told him he shouldn't say that. I said the whole idea that he needed to release them was irrelevant because there is no law that requires the release of your tax returns. And I don't care if every other president has released their tax returns. If he doesn't want to do it, then he doesn't have to do it. He's not required by law. And if you remember when everybody on the left said, oh, what is he hiding? I said, give me a break. We don't live in a world where you're guilty of something because you decided not to do something that is not required by law. That was nonsense to me. And I didn't stand for it. But the problem is President Trump has said he's going to release them. We're now 4 years in. We're almost to the second term. He hasn't kept that promise. And you hear Donald Trump Jr. and Kayleigh McEnany and all these people saying these tax returns that are published by the New York Times are fake news. This is a perfect opportunity for the president. You want to nail the New York Times? You want to prove that they're fake news? Release the returns. Then you'll have them right where you want them, if the returns are different. But that's the question. Are they different? I don't know. Only the president can answer that. But it sure would be cool if they were different and this is fake news and he could just stick it to the New York Times right now. Is he going to do that? I've said it the whole time that you're never going to see a tax return willingly released from President Trump. And he should have just said that from the very beginning. I mean, do you think that would hurt him? He's Teflon Don. Do you think that would have hurt him? No. But for some reason, he felt like he should say he will release them eventually. So that's where I'm at with all of this. I don't care how much he paid. I care if he followed the law. And if he followed the law, then you should be questioning the law, not questioning him for doing what we all do with our taxes. So that's how I feel about that. I'm going to watch the debates tonight. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to put together a podcast and let you know how I feel about the debates. I will also fix my issue with the comments so that I can show your comments live during this broadcast. So hopefully I'll have that worked out by tomorrow. And please take a minute and become a patron of this podcast. You can scan the QR code that you see on the screen or look in the description and make a monthly donation of $1, $5 a month, whatever you can do, or a one-time donation. Thank you. I'm off to watch the debates, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.